You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This time tomorrow, Donald Trump will be President of the United States. Some aren't particularly optimistic.
Listen, sweetheart, I'm about to be president. We're all going to die. Next question.
Gotta love some SNL. Anyway, I spoke to Andrew Geddis about what we can expect in the coming days, months, and years. Donald Trump's being sworn in tomorrow. He's got a Senate full of Republicans, a majority in the House as well. He's also got to appoint a nominee to the Supreme Court. What limitations does he have on his power?
There's a couple of limitations. The first one is, even though the Republicans do have majorities in the Senate, for a lot of things to be done in the Senate, a bare majority is not enough. You actually need a filibuster-proof majority of 60. The Republicans just have 51 seats out of the 100, so they've got a bare majority. That means that the Democrats can still block some measures in the Senate. One thing in particular they could block are nominations that Trump has made to his cabinet. So there are still things the Democrats can do. The second thing that may be a bit of a block on Trump is the fact that while there are Republican majorities, a lot of the Republican Party don't actually like Trump. Remember, he was fighting his own party as much as he was the Democrats in the lead-up to the election. And so there's no guarantee that the things Trump wants to do will actually be accepted by the Republicans in the House or the Senate. They've got their own interests, they've got their own agendas, they've got their own policies. So it'll be interesting to see how much Trump can work with nominally his own party on these sorts of issues.
Is there any candidates that Trump has put forward that the Democrats are likely to block?
There's some that look like they might have a few problems. The education secretary is one that people have been looking very much askance at. She's had some interesting views on gay rights issues. She's also a big fan of private schooling, and the Democrats may feel that's someone they're not too happy with. The other one who is facing some issues is the nomination for Secretary of State. Interestingly, it's not so much the Democrats that are the problem there as the fact that one of the key Republicans on the committee that's scrutinizing is Marco Rubio, who, of course, was Trump's opponent in the primaries, and Trump was extraordinarily rude about, you know, called him Little Marco and called him a liar and sweaty and things like that. Rubio has expressed a lot of concern that Trump's candidate for Secretary of State is too close to Russia, and, you know, indicating maybe he will block that nomination. Now, of course, that may be a bit of payback. You know, Trump needs him now, and so Rubio may be saying, well, you know, I'm going to pay you back. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Absolutely. And in terms of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, that's a big one that Republicans are very focused on repealing. Trump, in the campaign, he promised to repeal and replace. How likely is it that that will be possible under a Trump administration? What obstacles are there there?
Well, first of all, there's no obstacle to getting rid of it now. The obstacle to getting rid of it in the past was that Obama was vetoing any moves in the Congress to get rid of it. Of course, now they've got a Republican president. That ceases to be a problem. What the issue is going to be is what you replace it with, because you've got a lot of people who actually, you know, got health insurance under Obamacare, and a lot of the people who got health insurance were low-income Americans who, you know, voted for Trump. So if they get rid of Obamacare without something in its place, the people who voted for Trump are the ones who are primarily going to be hurt. So the Republicans, now they're governing, now they're, it's not enough just to say no. They actually have to have something positive. And what that positive step will be, no one really seems to know at the moment. The proposals that have been put up would mean, you know, millions of Americans would lose health insurance. So that's what they have to do. I'd imagine they will get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something that may actually look a little bit like what they had, but they'll now call it Trump Care, and so, you know, everyone will be happy.
Do you believe that Obama's legacy will live on in a form of Trump Care?
Yeah, I mean, they can't go back to what they had before, which was a disaster. I mean, the reason that they passed Obamacare in the first place is that you just had millions of Americans who had no health insurance, which meant if they got sick, they either had to go to hospital emergency rooms and you'll crowd out the system and cause big problems there, or they just got no health care. And, you know, that was just intolerable. It just, you know, Americans just weren't standing for it. So health care is something that there has to be some form of government provision of health care in the U.S. Or some way of intervening in the health care market to allow people to get health care. Now, what exactly it looks like you know, is still a bit up in the air. Remember, Obamacare actually came from the Heritage Foundation, which is a very right-wing think tank in America. So originally it was a Republican idea. It should have been something they were very happy with, but because it had Obama's name on it, they just opposed it. Now, that's the sort of ridiculous level that politics in America has got to.
What can we expect from tomorrow onwards?
Interesting times, I think, is the short answer. I mean, no one really knows. If Trump governs like he twitters, it's going to be a disaster. But, of course, no one really knows whether Trump's as crazy as he appears on the surface, or whether he's just going to take a back seat, be kind of turn up to the big rallies and enjoy the pomp and ceremony and let other people get on with actually running the country. It was suggested during the campaign that he got Mike Pence, his vice president, on board by saying to Mike Pence, look, you can run the show. I'm just interested in the, you know, being the front man. So if that happens, well, then we'll get a more right-wing America with, you know, a lot of Republican pro-market ideas running the country. We'll have a very different international regime where, you know, America tries to throw its weight around a bit more. But, you know, in the end, they're controlled by domestic politics. Trump actually lost the popular vote. He only barely scraped through in the Electoral College. He's not actually that popular. So his ability to completely rework the country, you know, it's pretty limited.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.